OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.
Buhasu says Naledi's parents were not only suffering from the trauma of losing a child in this brutal manner, but were also living in a mad house, hence the department's decision to build them a home.
Above all this, it's not just about the house. It's about the house being in the memory of Naledi, to remind the community and to remind everyone else who knows the story that this house was built in the name of Free State Provincial Government, saying this cannot be happening, this cannot be done, not in our name. And therefore, this is going to be in memory of Naledi, constantly reminding people that this brutality against women cannot be tolerated, that government is against it, that government is working against it, and this cannot be happening to us. Mem Andomela called upon the community to please stand up and fight for their sanity, stand up and fight for their values, Ubuntu, humility, and caring for each other. And to men, he said, don't leave your children unattended. Nurture them, grow them so that they grow up as fulfilled individuals and they don't harbor anger that is evident in what is happening today.
Just remind us, what's the criteria that the department uses in order to select who gets houses?
Let me precede that by saying the government has introduced a program called National Housing Needs Register. This program is where anyone can register their need for a house or a site, place or rental accommodation. And I would urge the public to either approach a municipality or the Department of Human Settlements. It's critical that people who don't have houses, who are in need of sites or who are in need of any kind of accommodation that government can provide, register on the system. Having said that, your needs will be registered. It will be known throughout the country that you are on the system in need for a house. Having said that, let's come to how you qualify for a house. There are different programs in government. I won't be going through all of them. But the one that is well known, which is called RDP, after the Reconstruction and Development Program, but currently we call it a Breaking New Ground House, which is BNG. These are the houses that are given to people who earn between 0 and 3,500. And for these, you need to be South African first. You need to be either earning 0 or unemployed or earning below 3,500. You need to have a site in your name. You need to be able to produce proof that the site is yours. But that proof we normally get from the municipality that gives us list of people who have qualified, who are said to have their own site, and we can build for them. Those are some of the criteria that we look at in the first place. You cannot get a house if you've had a house before. So it's critical that when you have a house, government builds a house, you don't go and sell it and hope that you will get another house.
Buhatsu further indicated that the department also receives emergency housing grants and are able to assist some of the residents who are in need of houses. I'm Katleho Mokapela for OFM News in Bloemfontein.
OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.